I'm Dave Lewis, and it is time for our twice weekly COVID-19 update. And we say good morning to Riley County Health Department Director and Health Official Julie Gibbs. Welcome to KMAN this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Julie, our lead story here today was about the number of COVID cases in Riley County, and yesterday you issued some numbers, and I was very pleasantly surprised over what your report included. Tell us about where we ended up for the weekend.
Sure. So, yeah, I'm pleasantly surprised as well. We only had 20 over this last weekend. That brings us to a total of 1,815 confirmed positive. We are happy to see that recover number go up as well. It's gone up significantly in the last couple of weeks. So out of that 1,815, 239 are considered active, and 1,568 have recovered. We have had a total of 8 deaths here in the county, and we currently have 2 COVID-positive patients in the hospital at this time. One is actually in the ICU. Our percent positive has gone down significantly in the last 3 weeks. We had reported it was at 12% the week of the 16th. And actually, when we go back and look at our numbers for the week of the 13th, we had reported it was up to 13%. I think that's come down a little bit now that we've gotten into more negative tests that were from that week. It's gone down to about 10%. And I'll have to double check the number for this last week, but I believe we're close to that 10% as well. So we are happy to see that number back down from 30% back down to 10%. It's come down significantly. Last week, our 14-day cumulative percent positive was at 12.7%. And we'll have that updated later on our website later today. And if you want to check out those numbers and more, you can go to our website at RileyCountyKS.gov.
Is that because we've weathered the wave of K-State students coming back to Manhattan?
Yeah, I think so. In our most recent positives from over the weekend, only about 4 or 5 of them were from that 18 to 24 year age range. We're seeing more of now kind of a spread of some older adults as well. So it's starting to spread out a little bit. And I remember, you know, back on one of our Facebook Lives about a month ago or so, Bob Koppel did predict that happening. You know, we'll see a wave of our younger college students, and then that will spread out a little bit, or that number will even out a little bit more. Luckily, we're not really seeing a whole lot in our schools right now. I know that was a worry when we went back to school, K through 12. We were worried about seeing a lot in our schools, but we're not seeing a whole lot as of right now. We will have those ages as far as the breakdown. We'll have that available on our website as well, RileyCountyKS.gov.
What are you hearing from some of the area counties surrounding Riley with the numbers that they're seeing, like in Pottawatomie, Gary, and Marshall and Morris, Waubunsee?
Yeah, so we just had a meeting yesterday. We have our EOC briefings every Monday at 3, and joining those calls are Gary County, officials from Gary County and also from Pottawatomie County. I know that Gary County, from their report yesterday, they're doing pretty well as far as bringing that percent positive back down. Pottawatomie County saw a little bit of an increase, a little bit of a spike in their numbers, and I'm not really sure what that's from, but I know that they're on top of that. They'll continue to monitor that situation there in Pottawatomie County.
Any new hotspots or active ones that are continuing, and maybe that number of hotspots has kind of dwindled a bit?
Yeah, we're starting to see that those hotspots kind of come back down. Our outbreaks, you know, we had reported at one time, I think we had 12 active outbreaks. That number is coming down significantly. We're actually accounting a lot of those outbreaks recovered this week. Many of them were in our Greek houses, and a lot of them have been declared recovered. We are monitoring 2 other outbreaks right now. We still have not declared those outbreaks. We're waiting for KDHE to make that statement for us, but likely that will come out later today.
Speaking of KDHE, the report that we had this morning is that the numbers across Kansas have grown quite a bit here in spite of us here locally, you know, seeing some retreat of those numbers. Can you address that for us, please?
Yeah, we are seeing that kind of across the state. And yeah, compared to where we're at, you know, we saw the spike, and it really speaks to our population. You know, we saw the spike in June when we started to get more students coming back, and then again in August when our students started coming back. So, and that was to be expected, you know, with our population being so unique. We are quite different from other areas of Kansas, but when you compare us to any other college town, you'll likely see the same situation in any other college town. I know I've been in communication with the local health officer out in Hayes, Ellis County, and they saw the exact same thing that we did here in Riley County.
Well, I know that you have another opportunity or a couple of opportunities in Riley County for people to get those tests for COVID-19, and tell us about those two events on Thursday.
Yeah, so we're excited to announce another free testing day. So with the help of KDHE and the Kansas National Guard, we're able to offer free testing again this Thursday, October 1st. We'll be at the City Park Pavilion from 7 until 10 a.m. this Thursday. We'll also plan on being at Leonardville that same evening from 5 until 7 p.m. You don't have to have any symptoms or a doctor's note to be tested. Anyone can get tested. There will also be a free snack pack provided on a first-come, first-served basis, and these are being supplied through the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition. So be sure to check out the website, our website at RileyCountyKS.gov for more information, or you can also check out our Facebook page. We have that flyer posted there.
We're speaking with Julie Gibbs of the Riley County Health Department. You still have that hotline where people can get checked in, and I know that that's something you recommend before folks go to their primary care physician if they feel like they are having some of the COVID-19 symptoms.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, the symptoms vary for COVID-19. We're kind of seeing them all across the board. So even if you think you just might be experiencing allergies or something small like that, I would go ahead and call that screening line just to be sure. We do have a registered nurse who is answering those calls and can kind of walk you through that process, ask you a few questions about your symptoms. So if you are having symptoms, please call that screening line. It is 785-323-6400. We have that available Mondays through Fridays, 8 till 5.
Anything else you'd like to share this morning?
Well, I think people are so used to me hearing the same reminders over and over, you know, wear your mask, try to stay away from other people, those good things. But I think with our numbers right now, we're really seeing the effects of that. So all I can say is keep doing what you're doing, and thank you for doing that.
All right. One more thing we might just throw out, because here we are, tail end of September, moving into October. Flu shots. I know you're working on some events there.
Yes, we're busy organizing flu clinics, and we actually started one right outside of our doors in our parking lot under the tent this week. We'll be available from 8:30 until 11:30, Monday through Friday, every week starting this week. So be sure to get your flu shot sooner rather than later this year. Be sure to give us a call, and you can make an appointment to get that scheduled. And like I said, we see you right outside our building under the tent, so there's very little contact. You don't even have to get out of your car, but be sure to call our office to make an appointment for that. And our number is 785-776-4779.
Julie Gibbs, thank you so much for joining us this morning on K-Man and keeping us up to date. We'll talk to you again Thursday.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director and local emergency official here, or local health official here, joining us again this morning on News Radio KMAN. Our forecast comes next.